Or you can come and stay. आप पीछे आके बैठो, मैं भी इंट्रोडक्शन करके थोड़ा। हरे कृष्ण, हरे कृष्ण। सो आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल द स्टूडेंट्स एस्पायरिंग फॉर नीट एंड आईआईटी एंट्रेंस फ्रॉम नारायण कॉलेज कल्याण टू गोवर्धन इको विलेज। कैसा लगा आपको? जय। So this is Radha Vrindavan Bihari Temple. We are in Vrindavan. We have a replica of Vrindavan here. And we are very fortunate. We are in Vrindavan and we are getting one of the wonderful devotees of Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari here. Sriman Madhav Gopal Prabhu. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Sriman Madhav Gopal Prabhu, born in a traditional cultural Brahmin family from Konkan. His name was Om Godbole. Did his primary and secondary education at Mahatma School in Dombivli. Then did his 11th, 12th from Kelkar. Then he did his IIT Aerospace from Bombay. And he was the runner-up at the last year. And after that, he did GRE exam. He scored 1570 out of 1600. So he was one of the toppers amongst all the IIT batch people there. Worked for 3 years as patent analyst and took to Krishna consciousness very seriously. Then he decided that I want to share the knowledge of Gita and Bhagavat to one and all. And since then, he has been full-time devotee from 2010. Took his training at Girgaon Chopati ISKCON. How many have been there? Aap mein se bahut log aaye the na events ke liye. Prerna and other events. Mostly 12th standard had come. So from there he came to this place in the year 2011. Since then, for last 11 years, he has been serving at this place. He is known to be very humble, kind, and a pandit in Shastra. So any person you meet here, they will tell you what is the amount of knowledge Sriman Madhav Gopal Prabhu has. At personal level, I have been learning from him a lot over the years. His mother is... my mother stays at Solapur. So generally I go to Prabhuji's place to have prasad. His mother's initiated name is Yashoda. So she is like Yashoda. And her son is Madhav Gopal here. So Madhav Gopal Prabhu has been teaching in Bhakti Vedanta, Vidyapit, and then giving a lot of Bhakti Shastri classes. And we are very fortunate to have his association. So I'd like to tell all of you to either switch off your phone or put it on a silent mode. Agar Vodafone nahi hai to Jio nahi hai to range bhi nahi aayega. So that helps you. Other than that, dhyan purvak sunne ka prayatna kijiye. And one of the most important thing you will hear from him is he'll tell his experience in IIT and how Krishna consciousness helped him. And anyways, we'll not waste much of our time. We'll invite Madhav Gopal Prabhu by loudly chanting 3 times at traditional style by saying, Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Thank you, Madhav Gopal Prabhu.
प्रयोजन येईल माझा आता करताल
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा
माझ्यासोबत गा
कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी
यू नो दिस प्रेयर और नॉट नो नॉट येट सो विल ओनली चैंट हरे कृष्ण ना यू नो हरे कृष्ण राइट ओके
हरे कृष्ण Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Boliye.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Boliye.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare,
little louder.
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Krishna 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 Hare Hare,
after me.
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bolo, bolo.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Hari Naam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I was told to speak about some of my experiences in IIT and how this knowledge of God or Krishna helped me, and how I came to Krishna consciousness. So all of that I will try to share with you. So if you know that before, in my, I joined IIT in 2003. So those days we used to have two tests. One was called screening test and other was mains, JEE entrance. So how many of you are aspiring for JEE? Okay, many of you. And others are doing NIT, some NEET. Okay, medical. Okay, so some of you are aspiring for engineering and some are aspiring for medical. Okay, great. Okay, so I had cleared screening test, and then I was about to give my JEE entrance, and we went to my location was Convocation Hall in IIT. Have you visited IIT, by the way? IIT Bombay? How many of you have visited? Okay, two, three, four. You are aspiring for IIT and you haven't yet visited. You can have one visit there, okay? So that you'll come to know what the place is like, okay? So my location, the exam hall, was Convocation Hall. And I'm sharing this experience. So I had studied for 2 years, 11th, 12th, and then I had so much, you can say, I was feeling the pressure of the exam. So whole 2 years of your studies is being tested, right? So this particular feeling was getting over me, overwhelming me, you understand? So till morning I was okay, but as I reached the exam hall, as I was about in the convocation foyer, okay, convocation hall foyer means the outside area, and those days my mother and father used to come and you know, assist me, and you know they would be with me till, and even our coaching class teacher was also with me, I mean, because he was supposed to be there, right? So So that time, suddenly I went blank before entering. This is before the first, so we have physics, chemistry, maths, right? Three papers with 1 hour gap or something. So, and suddenly I went blank. Almost I felt like I'm being in dark, like, you know, completely blank. I had no confidence at all. Absolutely, I felt like I have forgotten everything that I have learned. And I had no confidence that I could solve even one question. So suddenly that something that you feel like you swim nicely, but sometimes you are caught up in the middle of the waters. Did you have this experience? Yeah. And suddenly you lose strength. And you, although you know swimming, but you feel like you don't know swimming. And you feel like you are going to drown now. So that kind of feeling you can think, you know. And suddenly I went blank. I was completely, and my father could read my face actually somehow. That I am panicking. I am in a big tense moment. And that time he just, my father has not read Bhagavad Gita, by the way, at least at that time. But somehow he spoke one verse that time, you know. He said, Karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachan. He said that, at that moment, very moment, he said that don't worry about results. Just you have studied nicely, you just... Of course, this verse has much, much deeper meaning than this, what he was portraying to me. But it did the job for me. Suddenly I felt... See, he is also agreeing with me. So... suddenly I felt that, okay, why do I bother about results? Like, I have done... The verse directly means, Karmani eva adhikaraste. You have right to perform your prescribed duty. So you are all students. What is your prescribed duty? Study is the prescribed duty. Okay? So, and not worry about results in a sense... Not worry about result doesn't mean that don't care about results. It means don't worry about it. You do your best, you put your best, and result will come. So this very simple statement from Bhagavad Gita, very simple statement, that actually completely changed my paradigm. I could say that from blank, I could again regain my confidence. And I was thinking, wow, really? I mean, suddenly that pressure and all went away. I just thought that, okay, just I have to go there and just do my best, that's it. And just forget about how much I will gain out of it, or etc. Just let me do my best. Ma phaleshu kadachana, right? And so that is the long story short. So I just entered and I was in completely different person, you can say. And I just did whatever I could do. And the result was announced and I was... My AIR was 1056, 1056, not so good, but I could get into IIT Bombay, Aerospace Engineering. So anyway, that is one experience that I had. Another experience, which... So this time I was not connected, I didn't know the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, what it is, how, and anything about it. I just got a glimpse, or you can say one taste of what it is, you know, one sip of what that drink is, you know. So, and I was, from childhood only, I was kind of philosophically oriented. I don't know how many of you are, but I'm just sharing my story. So, you know what is philosophical orientation? I used to ask questions since my very childhood. I can remember when I was 6 years old or 7 years old, I used to ask questions like, what is this world about? What's my role in this world? And why is this world at all there? Like you take birth and then you go through certain procedure, you have to study, you have to bear the school for 10 years, right? And then you have to struggle, get into the rat race, you know, and get into medical or engineering or whatever, or anything else. So all of that, and after that, okay, you get a good job. Probably you make a good striking contribution in your field, okay? Publish some papers, and if you are engineer, or even doctors, they publish papers, right? So, and after that you get married, then have children, and then let them also undergo the same thing that you went through. Raise them, they will also become, and then get them married probably. And then what? Huh? Then after that what? Death. So that's, is that all? Like, is this all? Of course, these many questions I was not asking that time, but but something on those lines. And I didn't get a very good answer. You can say I was agnostic in one sense, that agnostic, you know what is agnostic? Something between atheist and theist. Okay. It is called agnostic. Gnostos means knowledge in Latin. Gnostos. And agnostics means having no knowledge. Whether this is true or this is true. This is called as agnostic. So I was like that, hanging in between, you can say. And and I used to search. They used to say there is no God. I had heard many philosophies, but I was not very convinced by that. You know, there is no creator of this world. There is no God. That those theories also. Some would say you are all God. That is also not convincing to me. You know, the very 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 reason I was not convinced that there is no God, because then how come things are in order? You know, every cell in our body is more complex than a city. Do you know that? Everything inside, Golgi body, whatever is there, you know, mitochondria, cell wall, you know, everything inside. Okay, so all of that is so complex. How they are interacting within each other, and how they are interacting with others. There is no designer of that. I mean, that is not very logical, I found. Like, you know, like if you, there is no supervision. Like, take a very simple task of some laborers working out, you know, they're making in a construction, they're making house or something. If there is no supervisor, they will go for smoke break. Okay, and they will not continue their work until you are there. So this is the simplest task of laying bricks over bricks. They won't do it. I guarantee you. You can try it. Like when you are building your own house, you can try this. So if the simplest task, if there is no supervisor, the task will not run. Okay, so how come such a big, I mean, it's like unimaginable that there is no designer, there is no controller, there is no law governing all this. So there is some law by which this is happening, right? One cell is interacting with another cell, and there are millions and billions of cells in our bodies. Okay, so engineers, you can think of the microchip or something. Like how complex it is. Like the computer, how much one part is correlating with other part. Okay, and how one bug can ruin entire program, right? How many of you do coding? How many of you are frustrated at debugging? one small glitch, and the program will not run. It will show so many errors when you run it, right? And probably it takes one day, 2 days, or sometimes days to, if depending on the complexity of the program, you know, it's for debugging. It may take so much time. And you can imagine how the process of our brain is so complicated. You know. So for some programming, there is some programmer required, right? And who is like spending hours. Then how come our brains, which are so much functioning in so properly, unless we go mad or something, but but it's functioning so properly, how come there is no designer? You understand? So that's how I felt about it. Second theory I came across is all of us are God. This also I couldn't accept, at least. If all of us are God, then how come we are not independent? Today is Independence Day, right? How many of you think that we are truly independent? We are not. In many sense, we are not independent. We have free choice, definitely. We can choose between today we are going to have mango juice or pineapple juice. Okay. But you can't choose today I am going to walk or I am going to fly. Can you choose that? No, fly not by flight, fly like a bird, I am saying. So that's not possible. So these are not really our choices. Somebody has got a body like a bird, he can fly. Okay. Somebody has body like us, he has to walk or run probably. So this is what I came in contact with. I was not convinced by so many things. But slowly I'm just sharing my experience. So there was one, my roommate in my fourth year. He was very intelligent. He is very, very intelligent. He's still there, doing very fine. And what happened is, in IIT, we have something called CPI. You understand what is CPI? Cumulative Performance Index. Okay. That means if you get below 4, you get repeat course. Okay. They call it FF. FF means failed. Okay. Starting from AA means 10th. Okay. And from that, FF means 4, fail. So this person, he was my friend. He was my batchmate for 4 years. And suddenly he went into depression. Okay. So all of these years of studies, so much of hard work, after that you get into IIT, after that you pass those years. And he was in fourth year. I was also in fourth year, my batchmate. So we had a good time in academic wise, but in the last year, he started performing very bad, absolutely worse. Like he used to get FF in 2 or 3 subjects, and he used to come to me and he used to tell me that he is being depressed, especially when the maths paper comes, he is depressed, and he used to tell me that at midnight he would knock my door and he would say that I want to commit suicide. So I used to invite him in, and for 4 or 5 years till dawn, till morning, I used to console him, pacify him, and etc. So many things, so just to make him comfortable. Okay. So now, why he was depressed? So why he was depressed? Do you know? No, not because of maths. Because he was addicted to certain thing that people get addicted to in this age. So I don't have to be very specific. You know what I am talking about. And because of which he used to become very... there was lot of emotional imbalance he was undergoing. And lot of trauma he used to feel. And he used to feel that he is not in control of himself. Okay. And so he tried everything to get out of his addiction. And that addiction was hitting him like anything. So I have seen him scoring well. And then I have seen him scoring really bad. And to the extent that he would say that I have to commit suicide now. Something like that. I said, don't worry. I used to give him some advice, but he tried everything on the planet. Okay. He tried, you won't believe, he tried all the psychiatric medicines, okay, to curb his emotional imbalance. And he would take the medicine, but he again became the medicine dependent. Those, you know, you understand. But it was not a long-term solution. Then he tried everything. He used to go to Baba, you know, to do this magic or those things, like, you know. That didn't work out. That something with Baba Bengali and all that, those, you know, that tantrics, yes. Used to go to tantrics. Can you believe IIT and going to tantric? he must be thinking about Fermat and Gauss and all those things, right? Laplace. What is this tantric doing? But anyway, but that didn't work out. And suddenly, at the end of year, I saw a big change in him. I saw that he was so positively oriented, and he started looking more confident, and his grades started improving. So, and then I was very curious, because I knew him for those 5 years. And then I asked him that, what is happening with you? Like, you know, how come you have become so positive? And then he said that he's now getting interested in Bhagavad Gita. Okay. So there was one Gaur Hari Prabhu who was computer science pass out from IIT Bombay. And he was IBM research scientist that time. And he was teaching Bhagavad Gita also in his quarters to those who are interested. And this, my friend, he got in contact with him, and he started understanding the philosophy of life. How come we lose control? How come who we are really? That we are not this body, we are spirit soul. How our mind is tricking us. How that very powerful force, which is called lust, is driving our whole entire existence, and we are not supposed to give in to this lust, but rather take charge of ourselves, understanding that we are soul, and praying to God. And that sense, all this philosophy used to tell me, and I thought that, wow, nothing worked for him, but this worked for him. So that's how I started getting interested in this. So this was my last 4th year of my IIT. And from that day onward, I myself started reading Bhagavad Gita. And I got the answers which I couldn't get before. So that's these two stories I wanted to share with you. So if you are thinking about the long term, okay, about first story that I shared with you, my own story. What I learned is, how come this Karmanyeva Dhikaraste theory works? So you can think like, do you know tennis? Yeah, do you watch tennis? Not so much. So suppose there are two aspirants who want to who want to win Wimbledon. So one of them is playing backhand and forehand, practicing backhand, forehand on the tennis court. And second practitioner, he is practicing lifting the cup. Okay. And giving a winner speech. He's practicing that very nicely. So which one of these two do you think will be successful? Huh? First one, right? He is not practicing how to lift cup and how to give speech. That will come automatically. Okay. So he is sweating hard in the tennis court and he is practicing. So he's focusing on the process. So Krishna tells us that focus on the process, don't focus on enjoying the fruit. You get the point? So this is the first thing I learned from that. Focusing on the process rather than focusing on the result. Okay, we want certain result, and for that we need some process. That is understood. But become overwhelmed by the outcome of the process. Okay? But rather focus on the process. So this is first thing I learned at one level. And second thing I learned from my friend's example is that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you can repeat after me, Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya Mame Vaye Prapadyante मायामेतां तरन्ति ते. So very simply speaking, this says that there are evil powers which are trying to drag us down. Our own bad thoughts, our own doubts, these are all, you can say, evil powers. Okay? Which are the representatives of modes. I won't go into details, but there are three modes. Sattvagun, Rajagun and Tamagun. So Rajagun and Tamagun, they are causing the evil. But the transcendental, which is even beyond Sattvagun, which is devotional service, which brings us above these three modes and lets us know what is the truth, what is the reality, and gives us the charge of our own mind. Get the point? How many of you want the charge of your own mind? All of us, yes, of course. So Krishna is saying, Daivi Hesha Gunamai. Guna is the modes. Mama Maya Duratyaya. This Maya or the illusory energy is very, very tempting, very distracting, very disturbing. Okay? Mameva ye prapadyante. But we surrender to God or Krishna. So, just to be clear, there is one God who is known by many names. That name doesn't matter. Just like if I say, you are thirsty, what do you need? Lekin agar maine bola aapko pani chahiye, to usme kuch galat hai. अगर आप बंगाली हैं और मैंने बोला आपको जौल खाने का इच्छा है तो तो उसमें कुछ गलत है नहीं. तो सेम गॉड बट डिफरेंट नेम्स ही इज एड्रेस्ड. सो कृष्णा और ऑलमाइटी गॉड और अल्लाह और जेहोवा, ऑल दीज आर द नेम्स ऑफ सेम गॉड, सेम क्रिएटर. जस्ट लाइक जल, पानी, वारी इन संस्कृत. हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू लर्न संस्कृत? सम ऑफ यू हैव. ओके, so pani or pani in Marathi. Okay. So whatever way, but you require water, you require pani, you require jal to quench your thirst. Without that you won't do, it won't do. So similarly, we require to be God conscious, but in this particular sampradaya we teach the name of God is Krishna, because Krishna means all attractive. One who attracts everybody is God. Allah means all protective. Okay, we have similar word in Sanskrit also. You know, Vishnu is the protector, Palak. So we have to understand the essence and not get carried away by the externals. Okay, so surrendering to God means what? First of all, understanding who God is. Okay, how do we understand who is God? What is the process to understand? Anyone wants to try? You have heard also some lectures, right? Already. So, just a revision for you. There is no right or wrong, okay? And I mean, it's not a multiple choice question of paper or something. Okay. Anyone wants to try? Yes. Yeah, by listening about Him from authorities, that means great devotees, scriptures, from that we get the understanding of who God is. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the scriptures says, Maya Mugdha Jivera Nahi Swata Krishna Jnan Jivera Krupaya Kaila Krishna Veda Purana. So because all of us are already bewildered, we don't have the knowledge of Krishna inbuilt. Okay? So Swataha means inbuilt. Automatically we won't receive it. Okay? Something like somebody who doesn't know swimming, he has fallen in the pool. He himself cannot lift himself, okay, or pull himself out. But Jivere Krupai Kaila Krishna Veda Purana. The Vedas and Puranas and other schools have their own scriptures. So these are the revelations where God becomes, Krishna becomes merciful and He tells us about who He is. And what is the benefit of knowing Him? Okay, what is the benefit of knowing about Krishna, knowing about God? Anyone wants to, likes to? He gives you hope. God gives you hope. Yes, very, very much. Yasyam vai shruya manayam krishne paramapuruse bhakti mutpadyate punsam shoka moha bhayapaham. So all of you are speaking from scriptures only. I am just giving you the exact quotation from it is from. So simply by hearing about God or Krishna, yasyam vai shruya manayam, Krishna paramapuruṣe, about Krishna or God, then what happens? Bhakti utpadyate punsam. The devotion to God arises in heart, and then shoka moha bhayapaham. It drives away all fear. Moha, it drives away all illusion. And bhaya, shoka moha bhayapaham. Shoka, it drives away all lamentation. Oh, I didn't get this. Oh, I didn't get that. You know, you are happy with mental peace. Yeah, you get peace. So that's and that's only the side effect of doing devotional service. So if side effect is such a great, then what to speak of main effect? What is the main effect of doing devotional service? Anyone wants to say? Yes. Getting knowledge, yes. What does it do for you? But knowing about Krishna, what does it do? Philosophy, yes, very good. So what does it, why do we need that knowledge? What does it give you? So that's what, it gives you how to live life, okay? And what? How to live life? Purpose of life, what is that? Okay, yes. It gives you the kingdom of God right where you are here, right while you are here, okay? Basically, the love for God, okay? Krishna Prem, you can call it. Right now, we are loving everything but God. We love things around us, we love everything around us, but we are not even aware who is God, who is residing right within our heart. Are we aware that God is residing within our heart? We know about it, but we are not aware. In theory, we know. Okay? But Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto, matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So God is there inside our heart. Krishna is there sitting inside our heart. And we get love for Him. And that love is so strong and so powerful and so blissful that there is no happiness greater than love for God. There is no happiness greater than this. Neither the happiness of being a prime minister, nor the happiness of cracking IIT and becoming AIR number one. Yes, of course, we should do everything that is required, because you know, even the situation you are put in is also by grace of God. Okay, because of Him, you are having that intelligence that you are having. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Because of Him only, the facilities that you are all having, the bodies that we are having, the air that is around us, is everything because of Him, right? So definitely we need to be grateful and use all the opportunity to progress, even academically, even professionally. But at the same time, we must understand that all of that should be ultimately make us God conscious. Do you understand what we are saying? So, something like, you can think like you are driving a very nice automobile, okay? A car, basically. And so what you need to do is, do you require to take care of car or not? Do you need to check whether there is fuel tank is full or not? You need to do that. But are you interested more in your destination or in petrol? Destination, right? So you need to take care of your car, or petrol or whatever. So that car is like your body, your family, your profession. The diesel or petrol that goes into that is all the maintenance of the car. But for what reason? The reason is to go to the destination, and that destination is God. Okay, do you understand now? If you forget the destination, then what is the point in having a good Ferrari? You know, better than that, one should have a bullock cart, which is moving. A moving bullock cart is better than non-moving Ferrari. a bullock cart moving to right destination is better than Ferrari moving towards wrong destination and crashing against another car. Now, does it make sense? So that's what we That's what Gita teaches us, that it doesn't matter. Yeah, if something Ferrari is given to you, that's fine. Like, you don't have to reject it. But in fact, you can use it to move faster towards your right destination. But what is important is the destination. The destination is the transcendental service that we are supposed to do to God. And that gives us transcendental happiness. And I am going to give you one verse which we will recite today, which talks about what is the direct way of serving God and what is the indirect way. So that much we will do today. I know you'll have much today to do. So probably we will take these two verses. I will explain the meaning. Then 5 minutes we'll again do little kirtan, that's fine. You can stand also if you're tired. And then we will end here. Or we'll have some 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes for question answers. Okay. So meanwhile, you can think of your questions also. If I know the answers, I will try to answer. If I don't know, I will find it out. Okay. Okay. So direct service, indirect service. Both I will explain. And both are important. Okay. What is a direct service? So you can remember this. So let's see how good your memory is. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan. Bhagavata Shravana Mathura Vasa Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevana Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtana Bhagavata Shravana Mathura Vasa Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevana. So I'll explain. These are the 5 main processes to connect with God. Sadhu Sangha means associating with saints or saintly devotees who will help us to understand, because I am right now in ignorance, so they will help me come out of that ignorance and give me the proper motivation to take up to Krishna consciousness, purify my heart and all that. So there is Sadhu Sangha. Nama Kirtan is just the chanting that we did. In all religions, we have chanting. We here chant Hare Krishna. If you know, the Christians, they also have rosary beads and, you know, they also chant. Even in Islamic religions also, they have chanting. Okay? So, and Sadhu Sangha is also recommended in all the religions. You understand? All the paths. All the bona fide paths. So, Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Shravana. Bhagavata Shravana means hearing from scriptures. Okay. So that gives us more and more understanding about who God is, how much He loves us, how much Krishna is attractive, how He is reciprocating with us on moment to moment basis. And we can look forward for any guidance through Bhagavata Shravana, hearing of scriptures. Okay. Mathuravas, visiting holy places. Like wherever there is God consciousness, that is a holy place. So here, this Govardhan Eco Village is also a holy place. Then we have Vrindavan, which is also a holy place. And you know, in all religions, they visit holy places. Islamic religions, they have Mecca Yatra and Medina. And in Christianity, they have, I think, Jerusalem. So they have their places of visit, which will purify our consciousness, which makes us more God conscious. You understand? So some part of in the year we have vacations, right? So we can plan our vacations so that in such a way that we can visit those holy places. And Sri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevan, serving God. Okay? So like that, we have temple here, visiting temple and worshipping God. Okay? Taking darshan of the Lord, doing aarti to the Lord, all those things. So this is a direct way of serving. An indirect way is, so before this, how many of you remember all 5? Okay, one by one we will go, yeah. You know all 5, remember? Anyone, you can revise in your mind and let me know if you remember all 5. Okay, one by one we will go, yes. Being in touch with saints, it's called Sadhu Sangha. Okay, what else? Nam Kirtan, chanting of holy names. Then? Mathura Vas, yeah, visiting holy places. Then? Bhagavad Charavan, hearing from scriptures. And? Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevan, serving the Shri Murti of the Lord. So this five. And now I will tell you indirect way, which is also important, which is in Bhagavad Gita. Yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. So very simple, yat karoshi, whatever you do, offer it in consciousness of God. Okay, whatever you do, if you are studying mathematics, if you are studying biology or whatever you are studying, you can think that, oh, right now I am placed in this situation of being having a student life by the grace of God. And that is how you can remember Krishna, ma manusmara yudhyacha, yat karoshi. You offer it as a dedication to God or Krishna. Okay. Yat karoshi yat ashnasi, while eating you can remember Krishna, that this food is also provided by Him, so accept it as mercy of God. Okay, so that is also, these are the, you can say indirect, or these are also direct ways, but compared to the first five I told you, this is indirect way of remembering or serving God. Okay, yat ashnasi yat juhosi dadasi yat, whatever charity you do, whatever, do it in the consciousness of, if you are helping, even if you are helping poor, think that you are being instrument of Krishna for helping them. You see? Understand? So that is the way of helping others. Okay? That we are being the instruments of God's mercy. Okay? That's that way you can help. Okay? Yat krishi, yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. Whatever endeavors you perform, you can be aware that I have been given strength by Krishna and I am just using that in His service. You see, if you are serving your family, do it in the same consciousness. If you are serving your society, do it in the same consciousness. This is indirect way. Okay, so direct ways, indirect ways, both are important by the way. And that's all I wanted to share today. So we will take questions, and after question answers, we will do some 5 minutes kirtan, Nam kirtan. Okay, so anyone wants to ask any question, you can raise your hand. Related to what we discussed today, or in general, any philosophical doubt you have, don't ask me what is the share market, how is it doing, I don't know about that. Any philosophical question, any question related to life, you can ask me. And don't be shy. There is no right question or wrong questions. All are welcome. Yes. Okay. The question is how to control the desires that we have. I wanted a clarification. Which desires? I mean, what kind of desires? Okay. The desires that distract us from the goal. First of all, we have to understand that we are being souls. Soul can never be without desires. Okay? Soul cannot be without desires. It will always have desires. Just we have to make sure that our desires are working in our favor, making us elevate rather than degrade. Okay? So those degrading desires are called as distracting desires. Huh? Okay, that because of that is the effect. So we have 5 levels of consciousness. Okay, I will talk about them, and then I will explain what can we do to avoid distracting desires and have those desires which elevate us, our consciousness. So before that, we have to understand the 5 levels of states of mind. Okay, the lowest one is called as vimudha. What is it called? Vimudha. Then next one is called Kshipta, then Vikshipta, then Ekagra, and then called as Niruddha. Okay, so especially in spirituality we use these 5 terms, but they are very much applicable, you know, while doing meditation on Krishna or in any spiritual practices you can use this, but even For your studies, you can also apply these principles. So I'll explain what are this. What are these? Vimudha means you had decided something good to do, but you don't feel like doing it. You feel sleepy, you feel depressed. Okay, that is called as Vimudha state. Then we should understand we are affected by tamogun. Okay. Self-diagnosis. Just like some when you have fever, you check and find out that whether you have malaria or something, you know. So that's the diagnosis. So symptoms and diagnosis. Okay. The state of the mind is called as Vimudha. And the symptomized by, caused by tamogun. We should understand that it is caused by tamogun. What to do, that is called as remedy. That remedy part will come later. Okay. So just understand the states first. Then it is called as kshipta. Kshipta means disturbed. Mentally disturbed. Something agitating, something disturbed, something pressing. That is called as kshipta. That comes due to mixed mode of rajogun and tamogun. The mixture of rajogun and tamogun causes this mode. Kshipta. Then above that is vikshipta. Vikshipta means not disturbed but distracted. Do you understand the difference between two? Disturbed means mind is completely not ready to focus on what you have decided. Vikshipta means okay, you are doing it, but then it's wandering. Okay, you had your book in your hand and then it's wandering all over the world. Okay. that is called as vikshipta. That is called distraction. Disturbance is even more dangerous. But distraction is, you can say, okay, mild level of deviation is called as distraction. That is called as vikshipta. Then comes the stage ekagra. Ekagra means you are focused, concentrated on what you are supposed to do. And this is caused by sattvagun. Okay, mode of goodness. And above that is called as niruddha. Niruddha means trance. Trance means samadhi. Trance, you understand trance? Trance state. T-R-A-N-C-E. This usually is not applicable to the things that we do in this world. Especially when you are chanting and when you are absorbed in spiritual practices, you experience something called as trance. In Sanskrit, we call it samadhi. You see, samadhi. So that level, you feel so connected to God, you feel a kind of transcendental happiness that nothing can shake you from that concentration. Okay? So that is called as samadhi or trance, and it is beyond, you can call it out of the world experience. Okay? Beyond rajogun, tamogun and sattvagun. So this is, so now I will come to your question. How to avoid the distraction? So first try to come to the stage of sattva. So I would say you can read the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Everything cannot be covered. Our food should be in sattvagun. Our actions should be in sattvagun. Our knowledge should be in sattvagun. If we bring all of them into sattvagun, then automatically we fight out the depression, distraction, and disturbance. Depression state, disturbed state, and distracted state. And we can very easily come to ekagra state. Okay? And the spiritual practices that we do, that we just mentioned, they tend to bring us even higher than ekagra state. Like a mini samadhi state, you can say. Okay? And that gives us a connection or higher power beyond our own capacity, because it's coming directly from Krishna. So therefore that gives us more power than our own individual capacities. You understand? So that is called as trance state. So avoid all the triggers that lead to rajogun and tamogun. Try to come to sattvagun and aim for even beyond that. So that's what we do. So remove all the distractions. While studying, you can switch off your phone or put it on flight mode. Keep some blocked. So I'm giving some practical. Sattvagun is characterized by neatness. Keep your desk very neat, cleanliness. You know, take shower every day nicely. So all this is called sattvagun. Okay. It brings us to the state of sattva, which is very easy to then focus, ekagra. Okay. Distractions like mobile, they are causing rajogun. Okay. And so keep them aside. Use them only for communication. And that's why the telephone was invented in the first place, for communication. So nowadays it's used for everything else, but main purpose. Use it for the main purpose so that you can focus on your studies. Okay. And then even ekanta, that means having some space for yourself, seclusion, that is also very conducive to sattva gun. Okay. So don't study in a marketplace or don't study where in a restaurant or something when everybody is around you doing something else. That is automatically creating rajoguni, tamoguni environment. Okay. So these are things to come to sattva gun. And also you can definitely keep some time for spiritual practices that we just discussed, which will strengthen your mind from inside and then automatically bring you to ekagra level. So one is inside out process, one is outside in. Removing all the distraction is like outside in process, but doing spiritual practices is like inside out. Both are required. Does it answer your question? What's your name? Shravan. So have you done the Shravan properly? Bhagavata Shravan. Okay, next question. Yes, please. What is the best thing to lean upon, right? And take support of when life gets harder? Okay, yes. So God is the best thing to lean upon. Krishna is the best thing to lean upon. So from there you can get guidance when life is hard. You can always bank upon Krishna. Therefore Krishna says in Gita also, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mashuchaha. So Krishna says that forget about all other supports, just take support of me. I'm always there to give you support. So that's banking upon Krishna. How to do that, we just discussed, right? Maybe praying to Krishna, praying to God that, oh, I am undergoing such a hard life. So let me know, give me strength. Let me know you are within my heart. Let me know what is the best course that I can take today. And you can also ask somebody who is God conscious. You can take his support, open your heart to him, explain your hardships to him, that these are the hardships. And maybe they will explain to you what is the best way of coming out of it, what is the best way of dealing with the situations. Most of the times, the problems come and we think that there are obstacles in our life, right? Upheavals that we are not expecting, the things which we were not expecting but suddenly came in our lives. So how to use them to progress? You know, something like, this world is itself is very hard, okay? Something like obstacle race you are running. So can an obstacle race runner complain about obstacles? Can he complain, oh, there are so many obstacles here on my path? So that's what we chose to run, right? On the path of, it's an obstacle race. So life will be posing many obstacles. We just know how to jump across. Without toppling the bars, okay. So that's what we can do. Take shelter of Krishna and take shelter of those who are spiritually minded. You can always open your heart to them, explain your problem to them. Just like when you fall sick, that's a hardship, right? What do? When you fall sick, see a doctor, right? Or do you directly go to medicine shop? Say, oh, give me these medicines. Okay, that you can do when you have common cold or something. But for serious problems, you see a doctor. So similarly, when life is hard, take shelter of a spiritual counselor or take some spiritual support, read spiritual the prescriptions. Okay? Your name?
Om.
Okay. You can chant Om. Or you can chant Hare Krishna when their life is hard. Okay, anything? Any one or two more questions? Yes, here. Okay, yeah, so coming back to original question that I was asking. So she's saying, okay, so then why do we do this? Okay, in short, the answer is because right now we have forgotten our relationship with God. Therefore, we are undergoing this process of birth and death and birth and death and birth and death continuously. And the way out of that is to become God conscious. That means to revive our relationship with God. Because of forgetfulness, certain thing has happened, and you can take this as opportunity to progress in revive our relationship with God. Once we revive this relationship that we are servants of Krishna, then we no longer have to undergo this, and we live eternal life. Okay, we don't have to undergo the tribulations in this world that are caused by birth, diseases, old age, and death. So we don't have to run the rat race because we recognize that we are not rats. Okay. So understanding who am I really, the nature of the soul, the nature of soul being servant of God. If you realize that, then that is the break that we have from our routine mundane life of birth, then undergoing education and then this and then that and so many other things. So that is a break. You can think of it as some practice, the net practice. You know, before you play the real match, this is a training that we are undergoing in this life. You can understand this way. Training to realize who we are. Okay? That's the short answer I could give. Yes, any last question? Okay, one question. What should be our goal in life? According to Krishna, what should be our goal in life? Very nice. So Krishna is, in Upanishad it is mentioned, avidyaya mrityum tirtva vidyaya amrutam ashnute. So he says that, so in a complex words, it is coming from darkness to light or from mortality to immortality. Okay, that is the aim of life. Okay, and in plain words, Savai punsam poro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje. So develop love for Krishna is the aim of life. To develop love for God is the aim of life. And for that, whatever is required, that is the destination that we were talking about. And for that, the car is your profession, your education, your family, duties, your own body, mind, etc. That is a car. And destination is love for Krishna, love for God. And that whoever has that has perfected his life. That is according to Krishna. Okay. Therefore, he also says, Manamana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Always remember me, be conscious of me, become my devotee. That is the goal of life. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Yes, one more question. Yes. What is the definition of love of God? According to Krishna, what is the definition of love? Okay, yes. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions, very nice question. Wow, I didn't expect that. But anyway, so love in this world is actually not the real love. It is called as lust. Atmendriya priti vancha tarabali kam, Krishnendriya priti ichha dhare premanam. Trying to please our own self is called as lust. And it goes by the name misnomer love in this world. There is no real love in mundane world. There is a particular, you can say, the parents' love for their children or etc. That's just a drop of the real love that Krishna has for all of us or we have for Krishna, originally speaking. Okay? So that love means, in short, trying to be selfishly enjoy is lust, and try to give pleasure to Krishna is love. Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Premanam. And what is the nature of that love? Even if there are so many obstacles and hardships, still when one is intent upon pleasing Krishna, by following his instructions, by doing things that he is asking us to do, that is called as love. Okay? That is real love, basically. So being dependent on God, trying to do everything in our capacity to please him, by following his instructions, and trying to please him rather than taking something out of him. Like sometimes we say that, oh, we do these things for God so that he gives us back these things. Is it called love or is it business? Yeah. Business, yeah. So the business is okay. At least he is doing it with God. But that's at very beginner's level. But higher level than that is, I just want to give everything to God or to Krishna. Okay? Everything for his pleasure. So that is real love, and that is the goal of life. Okay? So very nice question. Thank you so much for bringing it out. Okay? So enough for today. So thank you so much, all of you. I have taken a lot of your time today. But I hope you found something. So all the best to all of you for both your academic life and spiritual life. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So he has lived up to his expectations. His legal name is Om Godbole. His sweet talk has mesmerized all of us. Is it not? Say Hari Bol if it has. Hare Krishna. So I'd like to thank Madhav Gopal Prabhu. He has a very busy schedule and he has his own personal dedicated sadhana. And he lovingly accepted our request and came here to bless all of us. And as I told you that he is very Shastric. One of our senior devotee calls him by the name Shloka Loka. Loka is a planet. Shloka is where everyone knows every shloka. So you tell a statement, he knows a shloka. You tell a word, he knows a shloka. So it's very expertise in that field. So very, very blessed, fortunate to have his association. And hope that we one day will bring him to our college also. Very poor. Let's try. Actually, he's from the same municipal corporation where your college is. Basically, he's from Dombivli. KDMC. So, anyways, of course, if you land up in IIT, we'll try there also. So, we'd like to thank Madhav Gopal Prabhu, and after this, we'll have a Balbhadranand Prabhu will tell you next scheme of events. So, let us express our heartfelt gratitude by loudly chanting three times Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hare Krishna. Thank you, Madhav Gopal Prabhu. Yeah, yeah. He just wants to tell something and then you can
go. Okay, sure. So, thank you so much for attending this.